I'm going to mute it. Lock just
Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Good to be back on the air. Hurricanes aside, no less. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Paragon Radio. It is 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast. We're broadcasting at a low altitude of 6 feet above sea level. I am your host, Pogo Man. And again, this is Paragon Radio. We were supposed to be on the air last week, but a little thing like a hurricane knocked out the Blog Talk Radio servers, and we were unable to broadcast our show. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring on my co-host. He's awesome. He's mad. He's a Viking. He is Mad Viking.
Welcome to Technical Support. I am here to help you with your broadcasting. My name is Bob.
No, because it's Blog Talk Radio. They don't believe in technical support. It's 5 p.m. on a Friday night. Lies. All lies, slander, and allegations. It is technical support at 9 p.m. at this time on a Friday. I called the wrong number. Man.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just happy to hear the song. I said, oh, I hear the song. We're on the air this week. I'm so happy.
All right. First of all, let's say, one, we want to thank Nightshade of Herc for helping us with the costume contest. And also, at the same time, apologize for all the technical difficulties.
It was not our fault. It was not our fault. Blame it on Rio. I mean, blame it on Blog Talk, yes. Yes, it was all... No, seriously, it wasn't our fault. It was... We were sitting going, and then...
Yep.
Hey! I have an idea,
no way,
Blog
then.
Talk. How about hit the on button? Hey,
no
Blog
way,
Talk.
Then.
Have a hit the on... Blog Talk, hit the on button. Anytime now. We're ready. Just hit that on button for us. Wonderful. So, but it was cool. Well, it wasn't cool, but we did, you know, in the midst of all this technical BS, we, along with Herc, did have, as scheduled, our, well, DawnCon 6 was a week before. And we said, oh, okay, well, we didn't have time to properly advertise an event that was supposed to happen during that week, that Friday night, and that was the Paragon Radio / Herc-sponsored costume contest. The theme was supposed to be costumes you'd find at a Comic-Con, no clones, homages, you know, thing like that. But we didn't have time to properly advertise it. It wasn't properly advertised. We said, okay, you know what, let's do it the week after. So it's like a bonus night. I'm doing kind of, why not? It was already going six. We'll do six nights plus one more event. Why not? You know, let Mad Viking get a couple of days rest. And let's just do one more. You know, I'll be there helping. Nightshade from Herc will be there. And Mad Viking just has to give out the prizes. He won't even judge. He'll just have to go, sure, take the money. Sure, here you go. Here's a prize. Sure, here's a prize. You know, that's all he's got to do. Me and Nightshade judge the whole thing. You know, and, you know, if anything, you know, we said, what do you think? He goes, don't care. I'm just here for the prizes. Just here to give out the money. Don't ask me. So, I'm kidding. So, that's what happened last week. Despite the fact that we had technical difficulties, what we were hoping was, we were hoping to have the contest on air. So, I was hoping that we could have winners, you know, if they were listening, call in and talk about, well, you know, what inspired you for your costume, blah, blah, blah. You know, things like that. You know, I thought that would be cool. You know, I could, you know, get into the thought processes of the winners, you know, like, okay, so what inspires you when you make a costume? You know, things of that nature. I thought that would have been cool to do. But sadly, that never happened. But I do have here a list of winners from that, and then we can go back over the DawnCon events. So, let's see here. We had five winners. We had two honorable mentions, and then obviously first through third place. That's how it usually works. Let's see here. Our first honorable mention, doesn't matter. They were went to Aquanaut. All right, I think that was the first one. Silver Age Costume, very cool. Actually, I'm sorry. The first honorable mention went to Cyclout. who did a genderbender, a male version of 90s Jean Grey of the X-Men. I thought it was very cool. I mean, as soon as you see this costume, you're going, oh, wow, look. Look, it's Jean Grey of the X-Men, but it's a guy's version. So I thought that was cool. He won an honorable mention. Then Aquanaut. She did a very cool Silver Age costume. I think it was definitely like an original costume because I can't remember seeing that from anybody else. So she won honorable mention. Then we got to third place. This name might sound familiar to some people. Molly-Mark Teely. Name sounds familiar. He did an homage to person of that same name from a little show on the internet called Critical Role. A bunch of voice actors, DM'd by a gentleman by the name of Matt Mercer. They play Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. I think it's done with some homemade rules because it started with a Pathfinder campaign, and then they moved over to, I think, 5th edition. And they were on Geek and Sundry, and now I believe they have their own channel on the internet and a bunch of voice actors. As a matter of fact, last week on Sci-Fi Channel, they did Sci-Fi's The Great Debate. They were the guest debaters, all 8 of them. The entire cast was on, and that was a pretty funny episode.
Mm-hmm.
But Molly Malk Teely's, he won third place. Second place went to All-Star, who did a fabulous costume of her own design. And then first place went to a gentleman by the name of Ideal, who had his own costume, of course. Again, another Silver Age design. And I kind of like those costumes, those Silver Age-ish superhero costumes. There's always a soft. There's always a place in my heart for the Silver Age and Golden Age costumes. Really is more so than the modern. You know, what gets me so many pouches. That just like, man, yeah. And of course, we should have. We should have had one for you. For the Mad Viking Honorable Award. You know, I know, because you really like this character. Any S that you said looked like Marty McFly from the Back to the Future. But the character kept making references to NES games. Like, he was looking for the Paperboy tournament going on that night and things of that nature. So, there you go. Hold on. I just got to jump. We'll do something here so I don't log out tonight. All right. I should just hang out over here. Okay. So, back to a little event that was once a 3-hour event on a Saturday night that has now blossomed 6 years later into 6 days of events called DawnCon. As now, DawnCon 6, and actually it was 6 nights plus 1 costume contest later. Good Lord. What happened? I know next year we were joking for DawnCon 7. So let me suggest, I think Mordecai said 7 days for set DawnCon 7. I got no problem with that. 7 for 7. I don't know. I know, and then I know you said I'm feverishly working on what we're going to call the catchphrase.
Right.
As of right now, dude. Seriously, I have no idea.
Someone already suggested the Magnificent Seven.
Oh, there you go. All right, I kind of like that one. All right.
So who's going to be Yul Brynner?
Who else?
Someone's
going
to have to.
No, I don't.
So yeah, let's say you got to shave your head.
Ah, yeah. Actually, my hair is getting kind of like shaggy. And there's no hair cutter place by me, so I bought this do-it-yourself, this hair trimmer thing. And my mom's like, "Oh, good luck." And I was like, "All right, I'll go the longest setting first and work my way down." I'm like, look how it looks. She goes, oh, good Lord, you are Shaggy. I'm like, anything's better than this. Do you remember in New York when they said the day the curfew started, when they closed all the, they officially closed all the hair cutting places and barbers and all that, tattoo places in New York? That's the last day. That's the day I got my hair cut less.
Yeah, well, I got my hair going to the close where I am a perfect match of my tune with the long ponytail.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
And considering Rain likes the long hair, okay, this works.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're cool. You're cool. Okay.
All right. So regular time period, after party by the sounds of it.
Let's go backwards in events now. I was all right, backwards. No. I said backwards in events and time. I didn't say talk backwards. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
On that Sunday of DawnCon 6, we had an event called. See, we were going to do this, but remember we were going to talk about these events last week, but we didn't have the, you know, our
connection.
Show because, you know. Yes. Okay, so I should have made the show 2 hours late. What the hell was I thinking? I could always expand another half hour. Okay, really quickly. Sunday, we had an event called Too Fast, Too Furious in the Canadian wilderness on that one long strip of road. We had races again. And it seems afterwards, some people were missing. It seems they thought for some reason it was 2 o'clock server time after we specifically said 2 p.m. Eastern, just like the year before, 2 p.m. Eastern, because the guy who won the year before wanted to come back to defend his title. And he showed up an hour and a half late and he got all upset. I'm like, last year, it was 2 p.m. Eastern. We specifically said yesterday, 2 p.m. Eastern or 11 a.m. server time. So even if you followed server time, you should have been here early. Good Lord. No one paid attention. So,
No, we had people who paid attention. We had people who paid attention.
I know we had. No. We did. Yes, we did. Yes. And to those people, they showed up. So we had three races. Well, four races, actually. But in the first of four, we had Matilda, cute name, finishing in fourth. Jibova finishing in third. Necromancer qualifying in second place. And Fleabelly qualifying in first in our second heat. We let Matilda and Jibola race again. They finish in fourth and third, respectively. Boop! Finished in second with Rubis finishing first. And then our final heat. These were for the prizes, folks. Necromancer finishing fourth. Rubis finishing third. Fleabelly finishing second. And Boop must have put on the afterburners. Finish! In first place, Boop was this year's Too Fast, Too Furious winner.
Just want to point out, Pogo Man did not help the sidekick.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah, it wasn't like I'd gotten back and been pushed or anything. Matter of fact, I was not allowed near the starting line. I was not allowed near the starting line at all. I was held back 100 yards away from the starting line. I had to have a megaphone to say, start your engines, and then Alan took over the flag.
We want to thank Alan
but once
for
the race
being
started,
the...
It's a good thing I did. Yes, as I did the last time, Alan, thank you for being the flag starter. And it's a good thing I sat in my chair above the line, because it seems that as you were on the ground at the finish line, there was a lot of problems seeing who finished in what position. So I sat in my floating chair above, and they said that was an optimal position to see who finished in what position. Or who finished in what place as they crossed the line. That seemed to work best. And then I should have wrote the – I didn't write down the winners for this one because I was involved in the race. Mad Viking says, hey, let's do one final race just for fun. Well, prizes and whatever we're giving away because I gave out a bunch of money. Keys and G's were given out. You said, hey, let's do one final race. Everybody who has a vehicle, line up. We're going to race the entire – I think my race involved the halfway mark of the road there and back.
Right.
You said, no. Let's do the entire length of the road. And I swear, I thought I was doing pretty good. And when I came back, you're like, nope, you finished fourth. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't say anything at the time, but I didn't see these three people pass me on the road. I'm going, did they tell, what, wait a minute, did they teleport? I'm going, wait a minute.
They hit the afterburners. I don't know. You know,
yeah,
someone,
I think they did the state.
They hit the nitrous oxide.
So did I, and I didn't see him. I think, yeah. And then I think, I think I know how Boop won. I think he took a shortcut around a rock. I think there's two of Boop, and as he passed them, the other guy came back.
Well, they all followed the road all the way to the end, so.
Are we sure about this?
Yeah.
Did we have spotters on the road this time?
A couple of people followed them.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Right.
Is Boop going to lie to you?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
So, afterwards, we waited. Well, not that much afterwards. We all came back. We all danced, had cookies and hot chocolate with the mini marshmallows and the Champions HQ. And then we gathered up and we gathered our team up for a new concept, something new we're doing on Sundays called Champions, playing Champions on Champions. And what that is, it's a bunch of us who are role-playing a new tabletop role-playing game called Champions Now. We are playing as our champion, our main or favorite, whatever you want to call it, Champions characters. The concept is our favorite Champions characters are role-playing or taking a break from the action of crime-fighting, fighting evil, being superheroes for a little couple of hours. Taking a break from the action, they're role-playing as superheroes. Kicking back in mom's basement, quote-unquote, mom's basement, and just kicking back, having a laugh, role-playing as a superhero. And, no life or limb on the line, just really just sitting back with friends, rolling dice via an online computer, but just, rolling dice and just having fun with everybody. And just kicking it old school. So that's where it is, Champions Online, Champions characters, playing Champions Now, on Champions Online.
Yep.
And after the first session, it was myself, Pokemon as GM, Mad Viking, Short Bus, and Alto. And at the end of, and right before the first week, we just made characters and discussed the campaign. Going into what we call issue one, Anita from our group joined us. And then a bunch of people wanted to be invited to join us to come see what this is all about. I think we had double the audience watching. Seriously, I'm GMing and I'm watching going, man, we got a big crowd.
For a basement.
Seriously.
Now picture this. We had it in a base that's called Mom's Basement. And it looks like a regular basement. And there was a table. It had a couple of maps. A box where the game master was, so, I guess, where he puts all the figurines and the stuff here. You had the players sitting on each of the chairs, and we were getting a crowd around us. When have you ever heard of a pen and paper gaming night with a crowd?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people here are, you know, they just started role-playing with the online role-playing. They never played pen and paper back in the day. Like, I think, like, Anita, I don't think she ever did the online role. Like, Alan, he never did the online thing. Alto, he never did the online, the pen and paper gaming. So this is all new to him. This is the first time he's done the pen and paper thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them, they're all like, what is this thing they're doing? It's like Champions Online. It's like City of Heroes, but they're not using a computer.
Yep. I remember when we played Champions, and it didn't require several gigabytes, and we enjoyed it.
I remember back in the day, we played Champions, the role-playing game, and we had a notebook and paper and pencils and pens, and we had a box of D6 dice, and we liked it.
And we bought our own food.
That's right. And we brought soda, we brought a bag of chips and snackies, and we sat around all afternoon. We started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and sometimes we played till 7 o'clock at night. And they said, are you crazy? 6 hours. I said, 6 hours. Boy, what about nowadays? Hell, when those double XP weekends come around, how many hours we play? I remember that first double XP weekend. Ooh, the hours we put in. Ooh, how about that extra life campaign that first weekend? Ooh, we got 24 hours in. So anyway, Champions for now, people don't know. Champions now it's basically it's like this. Yeah, it's the first three editions of Champions, the pen and paper, the role playing game. And it was a very simplistic system. Then Champions 4 came. Because they wanted to make the hero system. And to unify it with all their games, they kind of technically advanced the system to the point where, good Lord, what are you doing? You know, it was just, you took something that you needed math and you needed pre-calculus for. And then, you know, through the years, yeah, like the Kenny Rogers song. And then here comes 6th edition recently, and now you need advanced calculus. And then it got to the point, some people there who worked for the company said, you know, what happened? What happened to, like, Champions 1, 2, and 3? When the game first started, when we first started playing these games, and we fell in love with this game, and the game was simple. You know, and the thing that made it different was, like, you take the power blast, okay, and that's your basic energy projector power, okay? And the thing that makes it different is you define it by, like, limitations or advantages and special effects, okay? And I could have every at the table, let's say we have 5 people at the table, everybody can take blast, and depending on your special effects and advantages, disadvantages, limitations, they're all going to be different. Like, I'm going to say, I help Alto. I help you, Mad Viking. You two have, matter of fact, in your power set, you both have your two powers that are the same.
Mm-hmm.
By name, Blast and Endurance Transfer. But because of your elemental control, they were, you know, by special effect, I picture them when you do them differently. He has electricity control. And you have bioenergy control. And when you blast and you do this power, I picture them working differently. Special effects, imagination, creativity. That's how the game's supposed to work. You know, it's the fun of it. It's just like, you know, people have similar powers, but based on that little change, they're different. Like mine. Mine's basically bought blast, no range, but they're defined as martial art leg kicks. Kick foo. Special kicks. Yes, I whiffed. I need, you know, I just bad dice rolling when I rolled a hit. I whiffed. But, you know.
It looked good.
It looked good. It looked cool. The special effects looked cool. I just got a hit, you know. It was just bad dice rolling a hit. Just, you know, it's just I forgot the martial art kicks are minus two to hit. That's the difference. Because they get plus, you know what it is? They get plus 66 to hit. That's the thing. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, you know what I realized afterwards? I should have just went with the normal combat value. Because it wasn't a bonus. It wasn't bonus damage to martial kick. They're their own damage.
Ah.
That's why I screwed up. Otherwise, I would have. I was like, oh, I would have hit. Dang it.
And we had a good representation of each type of player. We had the kamikaze player.
Oh, God. Yeah. Not me.
Yes,
no,
me.
Not the martial artist.
No, we have a knight tank, and we also have this ghostly creature scrapper. Well, the ghostly creature scrapper wanted to protect the tank, who did not know was a tank, so jumps in front of the blast, the attack. We're going like, all right, I'm ready to take
like, and I'm like this, make a present. And she's like yelling at everybody else because they're feeling their perception roles. and she made hers, and she still did this. I'm going,
we had the true role player. That was Short Bus.
Yes.
We had the wisecracker. That was me.
Yes.
And Alto. Alto would be the I'm going to blast somebody. He was doing some role.
Yeah.
He was role playing, but he was ready for the blast.
I'm like, it's hard to define me yet because I'm the GM's character. I'm just the GM's character right now. It's just hard to. Like I want to do, and I can't. If I say I can't say anything, and I want to, I can't do anything. I'm James Gunn. <Not a point.
laughs> But
all
yeah,
all fun time was had. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But it was a fun time for all. It was the first one, and then you got a message from one of the creators of Champions Now.
Right. It wasn't like what you said. It was, let me know when you guys are ready and I'll help promote it. That's what he said. It was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I thought you said YouTube.
Right. I said we were going to go to YouTube. Let me see exactly what he said.
Let's get the proper phrasing.
Right. Well, I told him we were going to go to YouTube. Not that he wanted, was going to put us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I
right.
told him we were going to YouTube or Twitch.tv or something like that.
Right.
And so.
Because we talked about it.
Right.
And while he's looking for the email so he can say it properly.
Yes.
And let's see, while you're doing that, I'll check to see if anyone's in the chat room. No one's in the chat room as of this time. We got a lot of things going on.
Okay, fine.
I've been looking at the chat.
Yeah,
so.
We got. Yes. And, of course, like I always say, if anybody wants to join us, let me know ahead of time. Just don't show up on Sunday when the game starts. Yeah, I want to join. Like, let me know ahead of time. Don't come. I have my own tune. Right. No. Don't show. Like, we started at 5 p.m. Eastern Sunday. All right. Don't show up saying, oh, I want to make a character to play today. And that's not going to happen. Hold on. Hold on.
All right.
It's taking a while here for this thing to.
Anyway, I will say, while he's looking, I'll spare him from changing his view. If you are listening and you want to join in the call, there's a way to do this. Just call this number. If you're worried about long-distance charges, use your cell phone. 714-583-6908. That's 714-583-6908. And if you're listening to this on the replay on Dawn Radio on Monday, do not call this number. Ignore what I say.
Okay. You said, very good. When I get those details, I will help you to promote it.
All right, so we got. All right, so yes, we have people. We have. Do you call them backers?
What was that?
Do we have? Would that be a backer?
I guess so.
I wonder if we can get an ad for them. That's a possibility.
That's backer sponsor. I don't know. All I know is I have to fill out some paperwork for Ehrlich this weekend, get some stuff done for you guys this weekend, type some stuff up. Also, don't forget, in the middle, at the end of all the goodness we had, you guys each got 5 XP.
Mm-hmm.
As your reward.
So I'm guessing
now,
that's going to be the first thing we do.
Or you could save it. You could save it. Because like me, I want to get another point of dexterity, which is 10 points. So, well, it's a smart thing to do, so I'm going to save my points. All right, I'm closing AOL up. So.
Okay.
So hopefully this week I will get another 5. And then
and
I can
you poofed on the game.
Dexterity. Ow.
No. We have a poofing.
No.
Yes, you'll poof.
No.
Yes.
No.
If I seem distracted, it's because right now, one of our original DJs of Dawn Radio, for those who don't know, I am the general manager of Dawn Radio. Well, one of the lead team now. One of returning DJ is back on the air. DJ Dirty from Radio Paragon. Remember every time you heard this little confusion between Paragon Radio, Radio Paragon? Yeah, one of the OGs of Radio Paragon and one of the OGs of Dawn Radio is on the air on Bunny Night. So I'm kind of like bouncing all over the place here, so...
It says lost connection to the map server, so it wasn't even like I was it wasn't even like I was booted. I was map served of all things.
The return of a map serve.
Ooh, I say boo.
I will say also during that costume contest, we were greeted by an old friend that I have not seen in a long time. The Power Spammer. For those who don't know, in City of Heroes, every time there was a costume contest, we expected at least one Power Spammer. Usually it was Ice.
Oh, yes, yes. At the end, yes, towards the end. Okay, I remember that.
This
go
time
on.
It
sorry,
wasn't. Yeah, this was, I think it was the Darkness one.
Yeah, it was the Darkness one, but he had like a bright purple effect to it.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, we officially had.
Do you get that noise?
Yep.
That's me punching him in the face repeatedly.
with that, we officially had a City of Heroes costume contest. It is not a City of Heroes costume contest unless you get a Power Spammer. Now it was official. So yes, DawnCon over.
He even said he was Power Spamming.
Mm-hmm.
He even said that purpose, like, douchebag. Like, ooh,
meanwhile, I returned the teasing. I was doing Fiddle Around the Roof, going, tradition, tradition.
I wish there was a way to get back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Logging on. Coming back slowly. Slowly. Oh, so slowly.
Here he comes, just walking down the street, singing do a diddy di dum diddy do.
I'm almost there. Almost there. Oh my goodness. Okay, when I come back in, we have updates to get to.
And he can do the Valiant one because he found it and I didn't. So you get credit this time.
Yep. I was like shocked. I said, ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho.
Oh, but I will check Ship of Heroes just to be on the safe side. Oh, yes, and when he does the updates, get ready for the drinking game, the Golden Girl Gaff. I think that's going to be the name of it, Golden Girl Gaff.
Yes, because there are two updates. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. Okay, what time is it now? It's 9:43.
Yes, it is.
And the loading bar is stuck at like 75% full.
Nothing for Ship of Heroes. Okay.
Okay. And the one thing I regret is I don't know why. I thought I gave you the update earlier on Valiant. I'm sorry. I should have given you the update. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. I can give you the link for it through Skype.
Okay. Well, yes. We have many ways to communicate here. This is one of them. And you can communicate in the orbit room. Yes. But
there we
no
go.
Cat girls.
In the orbit room. There you go.
If they give that guy another voice, I'll be angry.
Oh, for God's sakes. It booted me out again.
Make sure you're on 32-bit. Make sure you're on 32-bit.
Now it's saying I'm already currently logged in. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you got to do it again.
Yeah, I know. I just did it. Oh, my God.
All right, so he's doing that. I shall read. Okay. Vance Online, open.
Hold on. Make sure to read out loud. Go ahead, continue.
Okay. Valiant Online open beta test announced. I just did a Robin Williams joke twice. Here we go. In honor of Play New York City, a Valiance Online open beta event will be held during the duration of the convention. The event is New York City's premier gaming convention. Basically, it's New York City Comic-Con, okay?
Hold on, I want to say this. I've never heard of this event, Play NYC.
Yeah, it's same as SD at home. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but go ahead. And
here we go.
It starts Monday. So,
yeah, okay. From August 10th to the 16th, anyone, anywhere in the world will be able to play Valiance Online, which is typically only playable by backers. After the event, the game will go back to only being backers. It is possible to donate to the game. However, none of the donation tiers actually mention getting beta access, so it isn't immediately clear if you'll be able to get access or not. Despite not having updated the website since 2018, boy, I know exactly when that happened. We'll get to that later if you're the first time listening.
And I have a funny joke about that, too, from this weekend.
The Valiance Online team. The Valiance Online team has been hard at work behind the scenes on the game. They post frequently in the forums. You're right. And on Discord. Their most recent update was that the game was quite extensive and includes things like unlocking level 50, the previous cap of 20, fixing attack animation bugs, and updating the launcher in preparation for the Mac and Linux launchers, which are coming soon. If you're interested in reading a long, impressive list of things and updated, I can read them there. I would like that.
Oh, all right, so you go check that out. So, back to Champions on Champions playing Champions. So there I am. I had an idea for a villain. Because when you get the game, you know, because I backed the game, I did a $50 thing, they send you a trio of villains. But I feel like this trio needs, you know, not just to be thrown at these guys. It needs some building up, right? So I said, what would be cool just, you know, to throw at them one time? And I said, I have the perfect thing to throw at them. And I just had to build it, and I had to set it up. Oh, I'm back in. Okay. So I just created this thing by looking at the rules. I said, I got the perfect thing. And it surprised the hell out of them. And I said, yes, Mad Viking, this one is just for you. He had four extra limbs, and they were tentacles, and they stretch. And I had the villain say, yes, behold the might of Stretching Tentacle Man. And he's cracked. I said, yes, ladies and gentlemen, from episodes and episodes of Paragon Radio, our very own villain, Stretching Tentacle Man. He's a man with four powerful tentacles coming out of his back. They stretch.
With the power of hentai. The power of hentai.
No. I didn't say the power of hentai. But they stretch, and they pull, and they grab you out of the air, and they throw you to the ground. Kind of like the Hulk does to bad guys. He does this to heroes. And actually, you didn't get to see everything he does. So, could he return? Who knows?
Yes. They have not posted since 2018 because we caught hold of the Stretching Tentacle Post.
The map.
And it's been one of our favorite running gags. And the map.
It's been a running gag of this show since, yeah, that's right, Stretching Tentacles since Valiant Online, Stretching Tentacles since 2018.
I mean, it's...
That's got to be a t-shirt. Oh, that's got to be a t-shirt. Go ahead, what?
I mean, first it was okay with the map thing.
Right.
It was because it was like, it's Atlas Park. And Pokemon checked. It was Atlas Park. But when we saw we're improving stretching powers, we're improving tentacle powers, and we...
Oh, no. They weren't approved. They said we're adding two power sets. Our first two power sets are stretching power sets and tentacle power sets. I said, they're adding stretching power sets and tentacle power sets. So I said, and I said, so every hentai fan in the world is running to join the betas, the beta pretest of Valiance right now.
If you're listening on Second Life, every head just went, huh?
Right. And that, and when I uttered those words, that became the running gag because, you know.
But let's not forget the picture that
about,
came right
if you
after.
Thought about it, if you just thought about it for a second, oh my God, he's right. It's going to happen. Like, why the hell would they pick those two power sets? What the hell were they thinking? Yes, hi. What two power sets are you looking for? Hi. Can I have stretching and tentacles, please? No, go away. I think this is why every other superhero game online doesn't have those powers. Now I realize it.
And now you know the rest of the story.
There you go. And now that's why they don't have it. So when you're going to go ask your favorite online superhero role-playing game, hi, can we have Strix? No. But I didn't finish. No, you don't have to. We just know what you're going to ask. Can we have Tent? No. What? No. Go away. No. We can't. I didn't say anything yet. You know, just go away. Can I? No, you can't. I just want a glass of water. No, not even that. Just go away. Fine.
Okay, well, I took care of the one half of the update. Your turn.
Yes.
Is it drinking
Thank
game
you.
Or City of Titans?
I don't know. I was just waiting and with excitement for the job. I was just happy when I found the Valiant stuff.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So here we go. This is the update I was going to read last week, but again, no power. Thank you, Blackhawk. So this is update number 401 from Golden Girl, but Heroes and Villains. This week, we've been doing more work on one of the most important aspects of the game, reducing the complete reliance on combat as the core gameplay mechanic, which is a major flaw that all traditional RPGs, multiplayer or single player, suffer from. So breaking away from this limited design template is a key part of creating a genuinely story-driven game that can do full justice to the storytelling scope of the comic book genre. Because of the combat obsession in traditional RPGs, no matter what their setting is, or what the characters are like, or what the stories are that they're trying to tell, there will always be a constant stream of combat encounters at very regular intervals, regardless of its suitability, because the traditional RPG design template is built entirely around fighting. As the narrative is the core component of interactive storytelling, any game that's serious about making full use of it's naturally going to have to do more than just recycle the traditional RPG mechanics of constant meaningless combat that detracts from the story rather than adds to it. Hold on, I screwed that up. Any game that's serious about making use of it is naturally going to have to do more than just recycle the traditional RPG mechanics. Okay, there you go. Okay, that sounds better. Okay, I was like, that sentence is missing something. That's what it was. Okay.
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 And you left the chat room now.
I left the chat room?
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, my.
We had someone in there as well. Then you pooped, they pooped.
Oh, now I lost connection to the map server again. Map server. just ridiculous. I'm just going to read it, and I'll deal with it when I'm done with the updates. So I got a, you know what it is? I got a whole bunch of updates to read from San Diego Comic-Con I haven't gotten to yet. All right. This week,
let's give them a warning.
Let's give them a warning.
Every time we do the San Diego Comic-Con alert, we have problems. So get ready for FUBAR. It's going to happen.
Right. But hold on. This is update. Now, this is Golden Girl. This is Heroes and Villains from Update 402 from Golden Girl. This is actually this week. She posted it tonight at 8:18 p.m. Okay. This week, we've been continuing with work on ways to avoid the narrative shallowness that comes with the traditional RPG design template, where progress through the game revolves around endless combat. Because of this simplistic combat-focused design template used by traditional RPGs, no matter how many words the developers write for an NPC or how the character is voice acted or what their place in the game's narrative is supposed to be, 9 times out of 10, any conversation with them is going to result in the player being sent to a location where they will then have to kill and or steal something and then return to the NPC to receive a reward and or the location of the next place where they have to steal something. The limited type of gameplay results in the extreme repetition that these traditional RPGs are built on, an endless string of NPCs who get ready to take a shot here.
I'm ready.
An endless string of NPCs whose only real function is to point the player towards the next location for killing and looting, regardless of how clumsily the narrator tries to justify it. Did you catch it?
I think I did point it out.
Go ahead. I read it out.
An
endless string of NPCs who only. It should be an endless string of NPCs whose.
Okay, all right. So that's phrasing. Okay. I was waiting for otters.
No. Instead of who only, it should be who's only. Everybody, take that shot glass. Drink it back, baby. You got one. She gave us one this week. None last week, and you got one tonight. Oh, and have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. One out of two ain't bad. We'll take it. There you go.
The thing is, we had a three time the last time.
Why does Tin Toy Soldier look like a... I didn't know Tin Toy Soldier was a female.
Yeah. The tune is, yeah.
I didn't know that.
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. I didn't ever know. I did not know. I can tell in the uniform. Okay. I'm not saying, I'm not criticizing. I just did not know. Okay, and I still lost connection to the map server. I can't do anything. I'm still standing there. So it's lost connection to the map server. So, my apologies to Toy Soldier. I did not mean to offend with my comment. I just did not know. Okay. That being said, I have a plethora. We might have to extend to an hour. We'll see how it goes. That being said, we're going back in time to the beginning of this year's San Diego Comic-Con. Okay. And Okay, so we're going back to news. That came. These are stories that came out on Wednesday, July 22nd. Okay, this story is three more actors join Amazon's The Wheel of Time adaptation. It's not clear why The Wheel of Time continues to make casting announcements in groups of three, but the series' official Twitter account has just revealed another trio of new additions to the show. This also confirms that the series will introduce the Tuathane in its first season, Maria Doyle Kennedy, Narendra Samra, and Daryl McCormick, who will all appear as key members of this group. You can check out the announcement as well as photos of each actor below. Well, each actor in the story once I post it. Please welcome Tuathane, our newest cast members, to the hashtag WOT on Prime Family. Okay. Kennedy is probably best known for her roles on Showtime's The Tudors and BBC's Orphan Black. She has also made recurring appearances on Outlander. Samra had minor roles in a few American films and TV shows in the early 2000s, including The One and ER. More recently, he appeared in the British series Ackley Bridge. Meanwhile, McCormick has appeared on episodes of Peaky Blinders as Isaiah Jesus. I've never heard of that. In Robert Jordan's original Wheel of Time novels, the Tuathane are a tribe of nomads who live in painted wagons. They also follow a pacifist code known as the Way of the Leaf, which prevents them from using any form of violence, even to defend themselves. Because of this, the Tuathane deliberately stay away from areas with large populations in order to avoid confrontations. Amazon has cast Kennedy to play Ela, a woman who is married to Samra's Rayan in the series' first book, The Eye of the World. McCormick will star as the couple's grandson, Aram. The Wheel of Time began filming last September and is still without a release date on Amazon Prime. Well, if it's like the book series, it's still not complete anyway. And this thing's been going on since before I started college. So, there you go.
Okay.
If you understand that time period, you know the joke I'm trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, Robert Jordan, the writer of it, passed away already.
Ah. And for those who are watching, yes, Pogoman is trying to get back in the game and in the chat.
Yeah. Yes. This is how nuts people go for this book series. There are so many damn books out. People literally take vacations from work to reread the book series whenever our new book is about to come out. To reread the book series. To get caught up, because that's how long it takes for a new book to come out. I'm like, oh my god. And I said this when the guy was alive, because there was word that he was dying. I'm like, because there were two books in a row that one of my friends called their nice interim books. Now I know what the term means. I said, please define interim books. Oh, a book where nothing happens, they introduce new people. Fine, thank you. Now he knows he's dying, right? Why is he doing two quote-unquote interim books and not progressing the story? I don't know. Maybe that's what he's got planned. He's not going to finish the series. I'm calling it now. Somebody else is going to have to pick it up and finish it. Oh, that's horrible. You can't say that. Halfway through the next book after the two interim books, or I think he just finished the next book after that, and halfway through the next book, whatever, he died. And his son and his best friend had to pick it up. So I was like, see, told you. I think once he's finally done with all the book, I don't know if he's done. I think I'm going to go buy them maybe one. I was interested in these books years ago. I forgot how far into it I got, but I just, it was just, I remember somewhere in the books they had this bowl, like the winds of the world stopped blowing, and they had this thing, this artifact called the Bowl of the Winds, right? For a book and a half, they knew how to use it, right? But for some reason, they just wouldn't use it. It's like, and it's like, use the damn bowl already. And so finally, they decide, oh, let's do the ritual to you to save the world from the winds. Oh, my God. Finally, really, it's only been 700 pages now. And finally, they did it. I was like, that's it. I'm done. It's like, good Lord. It's like, you know what? Somebody write me when these book series is over, and then I'll pick it up. And then he does a prequel book. Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Just stay with the. Oh, I don't. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done. Get on this. Oh, shit. All right. Disney Plus previews Marvel 616 docuseries. And there's some new sneak peeks involved. So, later this year, Marvel will explore the impact its characters have had on both longtime readers and pop culture at large with Marvel's 616 or 616, however you want to say it. A new docuseries premiere on Disney Plus. The show will include conversations with several major players in the comic industry who talk about the roles they played in shaping Marvel's current status quo. Disney Plus has also enlisted some recognizable faces to conduct these interviews. Now, Marvel is offering an early look at the series with sneak peeks at the second and fourth episodes. Because they don't want you to see the third episode. It's that, you know. Jillian Jacobs from Community and Love helmed episode 2, Higher, Further, Faster. As the title implies, this installment spotlights Captain Marvel and how she resonated with a specific corner of Marvel fandom. The episode features an interview with editor Sarah Aminat, who explains that a discussion with her former boss about her Muslim upbringing eventually led to the creation of Kamala Khan / Ms. Marvel, the first Muslim character to headline a Marvel comic book. Another one of Kamala's creators, G. Willow Wilson, also appears to talk about the character. Meanwhile, the fourth episode of Marvel's 616 comes from director Paul Scheer, who learns more about forgotten characters that includes Dr. Druid, Wizard, and Typeface. Additionally, the episode features a conversation with Reginald Hudlin about his game-changing run on Black Panther. Now, Marvel 616 is still without an official release date on Disney Plus. However, we expect more details to arrive as SDCC gets underway. So we'll have more news, hopefully, by the end of our news. Okay, as we continue.
And you're still having problems getting in, right?
Yes. Wait, it just changed. It just told me I lost connection to server. No kidding.
Okay.
No now, kidding.
Now, when you have problem. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. No. Yep. I see where you're going.
Yep. When you're having computer problems, you have to talk to some people sometimes. Well, we got someone you could talk to, right?
Yes, we do. Yes. They call the hitman. And then you hire that hitman, and you take him out, and you hire him to take out Blog Talk's tech support team. whoever decided that they shouldn't have tech support over the weekend. Oh, no, you want me to go there? Oh, you want me to do the commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm only joking, guys. I know where he was. You guys should have gone, what the fuck are they doing? All right, hold on. Okay, and here we...
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your needs. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech, transforming your experience of technology.
And remember, if he can't help, just hire a hitman to go after the tech support team of the company that really decides that the tech support department should be closed on the weekend, especially when you do a weekend podcast. That's yeah. When you pay premier money for your show. I'm sorry, was that out loud? Oh, shit, I thought the commercial was still going. Oh, geez.
And when you go to the website, check out when he has webinars. They're free. Usually they are free, and you can learn a few things, whether it be internet security, using the cloud, etc.
And how to check references on the hitman. I'm kidding! All right. Back to news from San Diego Comic-Con. That was a few weeks ago. Sam Witwer praises the early episodes of Star Wars The Bad Batch. And no, it's not a reference to the prequel trilogy. Earlier this month, Lucasfilm announced that Star Wars The Bad Batch will succeed Star Wars The Clone Wars on Disney+. The new animated series will follow Clone Force 99, a squad comprised of unique clones named Hunter, Crosshair, Tech, Wrecker, and Echo via heroic Hollywood veteran voice actor Sam Witwer seemingly confirmed he will be part of the series. During a Twitch stream, Witwer revealed that he's seen the early episodes and he had good things to say about them. I will tell you, it looks really, really good. It looks absolutely beautiful, said Witwer. The story, at least I know where the story begins in the first several episodes, I'm very pleased because it's a little area of Star Wars that has not been often visited. Witwer has a lot of experience in the Star Wars universe, and he's previously voiced Darth Maul and Emperor Palpatine, among others. However, Witwer didn't indicate whether he would reprise those roles on the new show. Star Wars The Bad Batch will premiere on Disney+ in 2021. Okay. There you go. Now, we have some news regarding Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith offers an update about Netflix's Master of the Universe revival. During the 80s, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe introduced a generation to the now iconic MOTU characters. Kevin Smith is currently overseeing a revival slash continuation for Netflix called Masters of the Universe Revelation. Via Bleeding Cool, the latest episode of Smith's Batman Beyond podcast shed some light on the series' current state. I did recording today remotely from Masters of the Universe. All the recording sessions, now you have one person here, one person here, and one person there, said Smith. The other day we finished Lena Headey stuff, which was awesome. She's over in the UK. So it was in the early morning. It was early in the morning for us, like 8 a.m. But whatever time it is there, I can just listen to her all effing day long, man. She just brings it and chews that effing dialogue and makes it so good. Think of anyone in your life, have them say wretched, and she beats them. Stephen Root finished up all his cringer stuff. Absolutely wonderful, added Smith. We finished Chris Wood and all the He-Man / Prince Adam stuff. We finished up Sarah Michelle Gellar for all the Tila stuff. And today was like all Mark Hamill. Hamill's in it too? This is like an all-star fucking cast, man. Holy shit. That was me, not him. All the Skeletor stuff is now recorded. I've heard now all the scripts brought to life. I've heard the last line of the show, so it's been fantastic. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Mark Hamill, and Chris Wood are headlining the series. Gellar will voice Teela, with Hamill as Skeletor. I'm sold! And Wood as He-Man Prince Adam. Hedy will voice Evil Lynn, with Liam Cunningham as Man-at-Arms. Griffin Newman will play Orko. Stephen Root as Cringer. Diedrich Bader as King Randor. Alicia Silverstone as Queen Marlena. And Susan Eisenberg as Sorceress. Masters of the Universe Revelation is currently in production, and it is likely to premiere in 2021. Netflix has not yet set a premiere date. And suddenly, I'm a fan of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
What was that?
Okay, just... What was what?
No, I just heard something. I was like, huh? Okay.
I don't know. I'm waiting for this thing. Okay. Stakes are higher than ever. In the second, Bill and Ted Face the Music trailer. Okay. So, Orion Pictures just released a brand new trailer for the upcoming Bill and Ted Face the Music. More than 20 years after their debut in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves will reprise the roles of two metalhead slacker friends. A lot of things have changed in the life of the protagonists since the events of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, but there is still plenty of space for some new and incredible adventures. From the freshly released trailer, it appears that Bill and Ted will have to travel through time and bring into hell, travel through time and back into hell to restore the order in the universe once more. You can watch the new trailer. Okay, once I put this, there'll be a new trailer. Ryan Pictures has also dropped an original poster. Blah, 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 blah. This year's Comic-Con at Home will feature a Bill and Ted panel that will go down Saturday, July 25th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Kevin Smith will moderate the discussion. Okay, something I wanted to bring up. Bill and Ted will Face the Music will now be available on demand as well as in any theaters that are open starting September 1st. No. They pushed that back a week. Actually, you have to check the day. I think it's actually, let's say the 7th. I think it's like the 14th or the 21st. I think it's now the 21st. So you might want to check on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be available sooner, but it's going to be available. I'm going to say since hardly any movie theaters are open, check video on demand like the 4th, the 21st. So you can watch it from your home. Oh, joy. There you go. Okay, I got some Star Trek news coming up. Actually, back to Star Trek news. Okay, the crew looks for adventure in new Star Trek Lower Decks images. In just a couple weeks, Star Trek Lower Decks will debut on CBS All Access. Now, the streaming service has released a brand new set of promotional photos from the upcoming Irreverent series. The stills cast a closer eye at the members of the USS Cerritos crew. Besides that, CBS All Access also revealed the titles of the first episodes of the show. The series' first episode is titled Second Contact, the second Envoys, the third Temporal Edict, and the fourth Moist Vessel. You can check all the photos in the gallery below once I post it up on Facebook. Look for a few Easter eggs in one in particular. Ooh. Okay, so set in the year 2380, the upcoming Star Trek Lower Decks series follows the crew aboard one of Starfleet's least famous ships, the USS Cerritos. The cast includes Tawny Newsome, Jack Quaid, Noel Wells, and Eugene Cordero, who will voice Ensign Beckett Mariner, Ensign Fred Boimler, Ensign Tendi, and Ensign Rutherford, respectively. Furthermore, Dawn Lewis, Jerry O'Connell, Fred Tadasori, and Gillian Bigman will dub Captain Carol Freeman, Commander Jack Ransom, Lieutenant Shax, and Dr. Tana, respectively. Paul Shearer has joined the cast, the voice cast, as Lieutenant Commander Andy Billups, who will be a recurring guest on the 10-episode first season of the show. An extended clip from the upcoming animated series should debut that week, I guess, during this year's TrekVerse panel. Okay, so go to YouTube, find the TrekVerse panel, and you can see it. Sorry about that. Oh, snap. So Star Trek Lower Decks premiered yesterday on CBS All Access, August 6th. Okay, look, if Blog Talk didn't screw up our show last week, I would have read this last week, and you would have seen it yesterday, okay? Don't blame me. This is all Blog Talk's fault. Look, I was trying to read. CBS All Access debuts Star Trek Lower Decks opening scene. Okay, hold on here. So, the world premiere of Star Trek Lower Decks is still yesterday. However, CBS All Access just shared a special treat for anyone eager to watch the show's first episode. It's part of the Star Trek Universe's virtual panel at Comic-Con at home. CBS All Access has made the series opening scene available to watch online. Clocking in at less than 2 minutes, the scene doesn't waste a lot of time establishing Lower Decks' comedic tone. Although it kicks off with some dramatic narration from Ensign Brad Bollinger, played by Jack Quaid, any notions of grandeur are dispelled when he reveals that his team's area of expertise is second contact, which basically makes them glorified paper pushers. The clip also introduces viewers to Tawny Newsom's Beckett Mariner, armed with Romulan whiskey and a Klingon battle axe. Not surprisingly, this turns out to be a pretty simple recipe for disaster. CBS All Access began developing Lower Decks almost 2 years ago, but the marketing push for the show was started earlier this month. The series comes from Rick and Morty's Mike McMahon and stars a ragtag band of support crew members on one of Starfleet's most popular vessels. The show's first season will consist of 10 episodes. Okay, and like I said, I'm going to post all this stuff on Facebook later on tonight, tomorrow, this weekend, definitely. Okay, Amazon orders the adaptation of Image Comics' Paper Girls to series. Many fans were waiting for it, and it's happening at last. Amazon is going to adapt Brian K. Vaughan and Cliff Chiang's Paper Girls into a series. The mystery sci-fi comic book series published by Image Comics follows the story of four teenage girls who find themselves caught up in a war between time-traveling factions. The Amazon project sees Toy Story 4 co-writer Stephanie Folsom, who also wrote the adaptation, as a showrunner. He will work together with Christopher Cantwell and Christopher C. Rogers. As huge fans of what Brian and Cliff created in Paper Girls, we couldn't be more excited by the opportunity to bring this incredible adventure to life, said Folsom, Cantwell, and Rogers in a press release. This is a story with so much heart and so many unique colors and dimensions. Our sincere hope is not only to do justice to the source material, but to make Paper Girls unlike anything else currently on TV. Image Comics series concluded Paper Girls number 30 on July 31st, 2019. A few days prior, Amazon announced its commitment to the adaptation, which is now official. Wow, there you go. After 30 issues, it's getting its own adaptation.
Okay, I think we got time for like one, maybe two articles left.
Right, I have five more, but we'll see what we can do. Lyra and Will unite in first trailer for his Dark Materials season 2. Throughout the first season of his Dark Materials, Lyra Silvertongue, played by Daphne Keene, and Will Perry, played by Amar Wilson, literally lived in different worlds. However, they both departed their respective versions of Earth in the first season finale. Now, they're finally coming face to face in the first trailer for his Dark Materials season 2. HBO debuted the trailer during the series Comic-Con at Home panel. It features Lyra and Will's arrival in Kitsidagazi, an abandoned city with secrets of its own. Meanwhile, Lyra's mother, Mrs. Coulter, played by Ruth Wilson, looms in the distance as she warns someone that Lyra will still be pursued. Additionally, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Lee Scoresby returns as well. The trailer also introduces Adam Scott as Colonel John Parry, Will's long-missing father. During the panel, Scott also revealed that his Fleabag co-star Phoebe Waller-Bridge will provide the voice of Seon Kotor, John's Damon. My Damon is going to be played by somebody who is very close to me in real life, which is a young performer and a writer called Phoebe Waller-Bridge, said Scott via CBR. I'm really thrilled about it, though, because it's all about companionship and friendship and loyalty, and that's what I feel about Phoebe in my real life, so it's wonderful that's happening. The second season of His Dark Material will adapt The Subtle Knife, the second novel in Philip Pullman's trilogy. It's expected to debut on HBO this fall. Okay. Just trying to see what else we got here that I could do really quick. No, let's do one of our favorites, the New Mutants Comic Con panel. hurry. Load up. All right, the New Mutants Comic Con panel shares new footage, confirms August release date. It's no secret that the New Mutants has faced some setbacks. No kidding. The film was finally poised to hit theaters back in April before the coronavirus put a damper on those plans. Regardless, the cast and crew are still eager to promote the fruits of their labors. In a virtual Comic Con at Home panel, writer-director Josh Boone and several cast members gathered to hype the movie's inevitable debut. Thankfully, Boone and his cast seemed to have a good sense of humor about the film's bumpy road to release. The panel kicked off with a graphic listing each of the New Mutants' previous dates, all of which kept getting crossed out, along with a cavalcade of online comments joking about the endless premiere's series of delays. They were also quick to point out that the current August 20th premiere is subject to change, as evidenced by the fingers crossed tag beneath the date. In addition to Boone, the panel featured appearances by cast members Maisie Williams, Anna Taylor-Joy, Charlie Heaton, Alice Braga, Boo Hunt, and Henry Zaga. Over the course of half an hour, the stars fielded questions about the film's renewed fan art submissions and laughed about emojis based on their characters' likenesses. Madison also announced a contest for fans to win limited edition New Mutants posters. You can view these starting at the 5-minute, 7-second mark in the video below. I'll post it, of course, later on tonight or tomorrow morning. Of course, the panel saved the best for last. In an effort to make up for one delay after another, the cast and crew unveiled the New Mutants opening scene. It's a small gesture, but it should be enough to drum up anticipation for whenever the movie finally reaches the masses. Okay, you can watch the full New Mutants Comic Con below, then share your thoughts with us next week. All right. And I had two more to go, but the woman says we got 90 seconds left. Actually, three panels left. I'm sorry. I have three panels left to go, but we have 90 seconds left. I think that's it. So next week, I will make it a two-hour show, and we will fly through everything. I just want to say I'm not going to log back into City of Heroes because why a damn lost connection to map server. Damn you, master. 60 seconds left. I'm going to talk to Short Buzz about recording the show this week. And I'll just post it on my YouTube page sometime next week for you guys. I have to get some things done for Ehrlich tomorrow. And hopefully within next week, we will have links set up for you guys to check out our champions, playing champions on champions. Also next week, I have signed up for the extralife.org. I don't have time to do that tonight. I will set it up for next week, guys. I'll start promoting that because they have given us an incentive to raise $75 by the end of August. So I've got a couple weeks for that. Was there anything else? Oh, 10 seconds. All right. Keep watching those superhero movies, TV shows, keep reading those comic books, and have a super week. Anything you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. And if you'd like to join us in Champions Playing Champions and Champions, get in touch with us via other Paragon Dawn website. Pokemon on Paragon Dawn website, I should say. See you all next week. You guys rock. Thank you much. And good show, Mad Viking. Thank you for co-hosting, sir.
No problem.
And we are in the after party if you'd like to talk a few minutes, because so here we are in the after party.
Yep. like I said, running around, bouncing around between channels, and Dirty's doing a good job.
Okay, cool. Well, if you want to head over there and help DJ Dirty out, we can end this show now, and you can go do what you got to do.
All right.
If you want to mention the champions on champions playing champions, tell them I'll be around tomorrow afternoon. I'll be around between 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern. I'll be here. If you see Alan, drop a message. Tell him I'll be around between 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern to help him with his character. Tell everybody I'll be around between 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow if they want help with their characters. If they want to get together and work on anything.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
We'll do that. All right. For now, I got to get out of here. I got to go help. I got to go take care of Mom before she goes to bed. And I got to go to bed early because I have to get up at 4 a.m. Ugh. And I got to figure out a way to type up your character. I want to type up your guys' characters and post them before Sunday's show. I got a bunch of paperwork to do tomorrow, too. All right, then. Thank you for co-hosting, sir. I will see you talk. What time do you work tomorrow? What time do you get off work, I mean?
Should be home about 1 p.m.
Okay. So about the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock mark, I'll see you in game.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, cool. See you then. Have a good night. Good work, George.
Right. Okay. Night.
And with that, everybody still listening, see you next Friday. Another episode of Paragon Radio.